This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. It is Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're live here from the Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. Not far after you get off the bridge to the right-hand side. Come and get a free Butterball turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham with a $25 purchase. And it's a beautiful evening. I know we've got high school football. We were told that Mandeville playing at home tonight. So lots going on, but come get all of your football goodies right here. Come say hello to Deuce and myself. And if you're going the other way, hey, you're going over to the South Shore because the Pelicans play tonight. Stop and get your stuff here as well. And that's where we are next. Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister.
Man, y'all going to give me some boiled shrimp and some corn and potatoes?
I'm going to start a list right now of what you need. You just tell me whatever you need.
You said you had Rouse's, man. You messed me up for the day.
Yeah, how about we got Merton, we got the fresh shrimp, we got everything Cajun that you missed terribly.
Oh, man. They got them little sandwiches I can't get out of here either, man.
The little muffaladas?
No, you need them, the simple little sandwiches, the little white sandwiches with the roast beef and the turkey and the ham.
Triangles? You can't get that in California?
Sir. It don't taste the same.
Well, that part is true. Mark, help us out. Now, Deuce is very, very close to the Pelicans, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time here with myself. But my goodness, I mean, there are teams that have some injury situations. The Pelicans have only played 12 games, and to not have seven guys a night, every night, that's a lot.
No, I mean, we got to caution ourselves because there is still, 70 games left, right? But golly, it's such a concerning start. And it seems like year after year after year, there aren't a lot of teams that have the injury problems that the Pelicans have. And I don't know if the finger is the point at the players. I don't know if it's just bad luck. I don't know if maybe you need a better training staff because it's just, you know, obviously DeJounte Murray's injury is dumb luck, but you see what happened to Zion, and that's just, you know, it's like taxes, right? It's going to happen. And so I'm at the point now with this team, like, you got to remember, you're in the Western Conference, so the degree of, you know, difficulty is so tough. And there's, like, a bunch of teams in the Western Conference over 500 now, just kind of running away. And by the time this team gets healthy, which ain't tomorrow, and I don't even want to scare you and say, look at the Pelicans' upcoming schedule, which has Denver and Golden State and Cleveland coming up. Like, just Murphy's Law, man. It's just bad. I mean, it's early, but it's to the point now where I'm like, all right, is it just time to blow it up, to make change, to trade Brandon, to trade Zion, to get picks? You got, like, two guys in Cooper Flagg and Ace Bailey who are considered to be potential franchise-altering players in the same way that Zion was. Now, it's probably a too early of a conversation for that. But with the amount of injuries that this team has, like, when are they going to be able to just swim with their head above water? And when that does happen, how deep of water will they already be in?
Yeah, Mark, I think, you know, really when you talk about from the staff standpoint, you flip the doctors over, you flip that staff over as far as the training staff, you know, less than 2 years ago. So it wasn't like they didn't try to address it. And then it is just, you know, the Herb injury with the shoulder, you know, and you talk about the even Trey Murphy. Trey's back now, but his hamstring was in camp. You know, his happened in camp, and then you have Alvarado with a hamstring, and then you've got CJ with kind of an abdominal, and, you know, it's just some of it's bad luck, and I can say we can always go back and look at it from a training staff standpoint. That's always going to get the finger pointed at you. But, man, it's just it's been really tough when you're at the point where you're getting hardships from the NBA on 10-day contracts because of so many injuries and guys that are coming in that, you know, a lot of those guys would not have even been, I don't want to say they would not have been, but they would probably been your G League squad. They're getting significant minutes. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about starting.
Didn't even have a job about a month ago, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so. Lord, Deuce, let me ask you this, because I've been posing this, because there's injuries league-wide. New Orleans has the most problems, but there's a lot of stars not playing right now in the NBA, right? And one NBA longtime assistant coach, former NBA player, played over 10 seasons, he told me this, and maybe you could relate this to the NFL, that he believes one of the big problems with injuries early in the season, because it's a trend that there's these early season injuries, is that training camp, in his opinion, was too short. That he felt like, you know, that they need to go back to 2-a-days, need to go to a longer training camp. And by doing that, then these guys' bodies are more prepared to the 100 miles of running that they get to once the season starts. Now, I asked Coach Budenholzer of the Phoenix Suns if he agreed with that. He disagreed. But I tend to go with that initial guy that I spoke with. And I think that if these guys had these longer training camps and 2-a-days once again, I think their bodies would be more the acceleration that comes with the start of the season.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you talk about the NBA, because in the NBA, you can play, I guess, as little as 4 games for your preseason, and then you can play up to a max of 8 games. And I don't know the rules for the NBA as well, as far as camp and how much you can do different things of that nature. Trust me. The older players, they're going to be against it 100% as far as a longer camp. But that may be what's needed. The thing that I think would help the NBA probably the most is more downtime. I would love to see the NBA start a little bit later in the year. So now I am truly giving guys off recovery time. Now, if you want to have a buildup as far as, hey, camp won't be 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Camp's going to be a month. Camp is going to be 5 weeks, and you have that build up, then that may work. I know for the NFL, what has hurt guys the most has been the lack of development over the offseason, because you're expecting, and that may be the same for the NBA, you're expecting, and I hate to use it, but you're expecting a guy to be a pro. Some of them don't know how to be a pro, particularly when you talk about how to train in the off season and not just working on, oh, this is my shot, this is my shot. No, you have to physically get yourself in shape and get ready to play. A lot of times the only way to do that is actually playing, and I don't know if they actually play enough when you talk about it. And I know from a development standpoint for the NFL, that's definitely not happening.
Yeah, and then in the Bay Area, you know, you guys are certainly familiar with the 49ers. You know, Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver here, certainly got a lot of heat because he didn't go to training camp. He was hurt quickly and pretty much season ending, but didn't look ready. So that kind of goes back to your question, you know, what are these guys doing? But I think for the NBA player, I wonder if, not that they're doing too little, but maybe they're doing too much. They always seem to have these very eccentric trainers who have these different ideas on what they should and shouldn't do. And, hey, right now we're going to have you hang glide because I think hang gliding is going to make your limbs longer than they typically – you know what I mean? Not saying that's a real thing, but just I feel like NBA players may be, you know, more susceptible to just doing things that are out of the norm that could affect them. But in terms of these Pelicans, man, I was really excited opening day. I'm a big DeJounte Murray fan. I still think he's going to have a great career in that uniform. It's just hard for me to see New Orleans have to constantly see Zion in and out of injuries, man. Just, I don't know, maybe the kid just got some bad luck. But at some point, like, it just looks like this formula, this team, just doesn't – at some point, GMs have to make tough decisions and say, hey, okay, have we run the course with this? Especially on years where there's a fantastic draft. Like, maybe you just hit the button over, start from scratch, trade your guys for young assets, stuff like that, and try to do it over. And I wonder if the Pelicans are getting to that point. I mean, even with Brandon Ingram, he's going to be a free agent. Like, at this point, they have to trade him. They have to trade him if there's not some quick improvement due to these injuries. Like, you got to get assets. You got to get something back for him. The way things are going, he cannot be on there in their uniform, you know, after the trade deadline, or they're going to probably lose him for nothing. So I'm expecting, barring some miracle health turnaround, that some major changes are going to be on the way for the Pels.
So, Mark, last question I got, we'll let you go, and we definitely appreciate your time. And maybe this is the fan in me talking. In fact, I'm positive it is the fan in me talking because they begin cup play tonight against Denver. Denver will be without Jokic. Can they almost try to – because they played very well in the Cup's inaugural season. Treat this like a little mini something, right? Something positive to build on and not the 3-9. I mean, maybe that's just wishful thinking, but something to kind of focus on within the regular season.
Well, I mean, Denver's really good. Golden State coming up is really good. Cleveland undefeated. I think the good thing is at the games right now, you could go to like Desi Vegas and get some gumbo, and maybe that make you feel better.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. But well, it's early. You made me feel.
Hey man,
you made
me real hard not to be the Grim Reaper right here, man.
You made me feel better.
Y'all called me and asked me questions, so I apologize.
No.
And it's your fault for telling me y'all was at Rouse's, and I can't get none of that stuff out here.
Right. We're gonna get some gumbo at Rouse's. And Desi's, but you made me feel better because it was down. But you're like, they got 70 games left. 70. So we feel that made me feel better.
Let me ask you this. When is the band going to be back together?
Oh, I don't know. Let's just leave it at 70 games.
I mean, by the looks of things, you'd be lucky if the band is back together by mid-January. In the Western Conference, you're going to have to be pretty darn perfect if you're going to miss, like, basically your core group for 2 months. So, if by then it might be time to start waving the Cooper flag, you know? No pun intended. Right.
No pun intended. Well, we got a football team that's 3-7, so we're, you know, we're kind of we're wading through here the holiday season.
No, LSU, Mark Spears. LSU, I mean, LSU's yeah. making me cry. I mean, go get some gumbo.
That's you
the,
bet.
That's the remedy.
I'm going to get a T-shirt. Go get some gumbo. Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN.
Well, yeah, get some gumbo.
That's right. We appreciate your time. Thank you, my friend.
All right, y'all.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.